Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Undefined is a multi-genre and versatile music and lyric composer, rapper, chanter, producer, vocalist, and actress. Undefined performs in reggae, dancehall, hip-hop, R&B, Afro-soul, to mention a few. She professionally ventured into music as a solo artist in 2009. She has worked on a number of singles and EP compilations, namely the Opportunimo EP in 2019, Undefined Singles Revolution in 2021, and the Universal EP in 2022. Undefined has also been featured on a number of collaboration tracks by other artists. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Undefined. Where do we find you in the world? How are you doing and what's happening?
Greetings to the universe.
I like
this. This is Undefined. So my name is Undefined, and I am a versatile music creative.
Okay.
I practice different genres of music. I like to call it fusion music because I am not limited to one genre. I try to branch out in as many ways as possible. I am a mother. I am a wife. I am a daughter as well, and I am a woman.
And where do we find you in the world?
I am based in South Africa currently, but I am originally from Zimbabwe.
Why the name Undefined? Is it because you look at all genres, you're not boxing yourself? Is that why you decided on the name, and also why the spelling? So for the listeners, Undefined is spelled UNDEFYND. So can we jump into those two questions?
Well, yes, you had it right. I am undefined, as in the word undefined.
Yeah.
As a musician and as a music creative, I find it hard, you know, to express myself using one form of art or one form of music only. So the best way to define myself is being undefined, because I express myself through different forms of art. I'm not just limited to one thing. It also helps me to grow, discover myself, you know, and not limit myself to just one thing or to one place. I branched into hip-hop, I branched into jazz, I branched into reggae, I branched into dancehall. So all of that makes up me, who I really am, and that is defined.
Let's dive into your entertainment journey. So what age did you decide, cool, this is my path, and how did that journey accumulate to where we are currently?
Well, Undefined's journey started a very long time ago, way before I even knew that I was already in the journey of music.
Okay.
I would always have music cast upon me, even in school plays, during dramas, you know, as a young child. I would find myself making up songs, you know, to suit the scenes in a play, you know.
Yes.
I'd find myself doing that. Or I'd find myself just putting together music and speech in a play, or I'd find myself in a choir, or I'd find myself in a competition. Well, before now, I ventured into music as a backing vocalist, actually, you know, going to open mic nights, spoken word, going out, trying out, just having fun generally, you know, until I saw the way I connected with people through my lyrics and through my delivery, the way I was performing. And then people started to urge me that you should take this to a more professional level. And then so I got a chance as a backing vocalist for my brother, who happened also to be a musician as well. And then he nurtured me and helped me and coached me, you know, until I became a very strong lead vocalist. And then from there, I started making my own solo projects, making my own albums, working with different producers, namely Excellent Levan. That's when I met Excellent Levan as well. And I started working on my own solo project from hip-hop, dancehall, reggae, going on, performing, collaborating with other artists until where I am now.
You mentioned that you like to touch into different genres when you create music. Are any of them your favorites, or they all equally your favorite? And how do you know when you're going to record or create a song? Do you know, okay, this is going to be reggae, this is going to be dancehall, this is going to be hip hop? Is it more of an energetic, organic flow? And like, Okay, you write the music or you write the song, you write the lyrics, and you see what fits best.
Well, honest, I do have favorites when it comes to genre. I do have my personal favorites,
Okay.
which were mostly influenced by my upbringing, the kind of
Okay.
music that my family exposed me to.
Yes.
My favorite actually is reggae, dancehall, and hip hop, and
Okay.
jazz,
Okay.
honestly. But I also do a bit of soul sometimes. So you
Yes.
see, I'm that kind of a person. I'm an undefined kind of person.
Yes.
Yeah, I like a little bit of everything. I like a little bit of everything. So what happens sometimes is sometimes I write music, I write my song, and then I take it to the studio. And maybe in mind, I'm thinking that maybe I want R&B on this one.
Yes.
But you know that connection between an artist and a producer. Maybe sometimes during the making of the song, you can feel or you can hear that maybe this song will sound better as a dancehall song. Or as a reggae song, or as a hip hop song, you know, during the course of making the beats, whilst you're putting in the melodies and everything, you can start to see or to start to hear, you know, something else being created or being birthed there. So sometimes, yeah, it's like what you said, it can be an energy flow. And then sometimes you can have, maybe it was just a beat. Maybe you're just sitting in the studio, you're just sampling beats, and then you connect with a certain beat. And then I start to vibe to it. And if I feel I needed to change, maybe to go to dance or maybe to go to hip hop, it just depends on whatever comes to mind or whatever
Okay.
inspires me at that particular time. Yes.
Perfect. So let's rewind a little bit. So you said about writing the songs. Pre to getting into the studio, what is the inspiration, the motivation, the invigoration to write songs? What inspires it? Is it easy every time? Is it sometimes challenging? Let's unpack your creative process in writing music and songs.
Okay, wow, that is a very, 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 very undefined part of me.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens is during my writing is mostly inspired by my childhood. It's
Yes.
inspired by life events,
Yes.
past, present, and my hopes even for the future. The things I've gone through, the things I wish for, you know, the people around me. All those things sometimes they can inspire me, and also even the beat itself. You know, a beat speaks to you. Sometimes it can tell you, "Oh, I'm. This is something sad. This is something romantic. You know, this is something powerful. You know, it just depends. It all comes together. All of that, it comes together. You know, my spirituality, my past, present experiences, the things I wish for, the things I'm going through, my difficulties, my wins." All of those things, they just come together and a song is born.
I'm not sure if you're aware of NLP. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. So what that means is every person processes information differently. And we're each dominant in a specific type. Some people are visual, so they see pictures. Other people are auditory, so they hear the words. And other people are kinesthetic, that word again, kinesthetic, which means they process through their body language and the feeling and the energy. Now, when you listen to music, whether it's your own music or other people's music, are you interpreting the music through pictures, through the words, or through the feeling?
Words and feelings, definitely, because words are so powerful to me. Even if you listen to my music, you will hear and see that there's a lot of wording and wordplay that goes on in there. Word,
Okay.
sound, and power.
Tell us what's next. What's happening in the short term, in the longer term, the visions, the goals. Let's dive into that.
All right. So currently I am working on a massive, massive, explosive, powerful album
Yes.
right now. And
Yes.
the genre I am not going to reveal. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay.
Because most of my fans, they know me. I don't like to be a predictable person. I like
Okay.
to always keep them guessing. So I'm
Yes.
working on a very massive album and I don't have a date yet. I also
Okay.
want it to be a surprise.
When you say massive, what do you mean by massive? Massive as in powerful and
I
impactful, or
mean
massive as in many tracks, or explain that a little bit.
massive as in many tracks, number one.
Yes.
Massive as in this is like the whole of undefined, expressing my true and inner potential because I have been holding back a lot musically. So here I am really expressing myself, who I am, you know, regardless of genre, regardless of, you know, all those limitations I've been having. Because sometimes as an artist, you can find yourself challenged that if you try to do this and this, you know, people don't always react positively, you know, to fusions of music, new things. So this time I am not holding back and I am not sticking to those limitations. I'm just putting everything that's me in them, want to share it with the world.
When you said you've been holding back, you know, not exploding, so to speak, is it because of people's reactions or because of other elements that came into play? And what was the coin drop moment, or what was the moment for you that was like, no more limitations, no more holding back, I'm going to explode and crash out there?
It was mostly people's criticism, actually.
Okay.
Like I was saying that people, most people, you know, they react differently and usually
Yes.
not positively when they hear something new. And because you're upcoming, you're not yet there, you know, you're just an artist who's trying to break new ground. They get difficulty in trying to understand, you know, what are you trying to do? And I've even heard some people calling me that I'm confused. I don't know what I really want to do in the entertainment world. And I said, no, it's not confusion. It's a form of art. You just haven't seen it before. So it's just kind of difficult for you to understand.
And
So,
it's
and
just
it's not only the people's criticism, but also even other elements of life. Like even if you look at the business side, I mean, obviously, if you're bringing a new sound or a new way of doing things, obviously it's going to require a lot of money. Yeah. So there are
absolutely.
a lot of obstacles holding me back.
So now it's just about going through them and just one foot in the front of the other and just keep moving forward.
Just keep moving forward. Whatever comes, I'm gonna take it and I'm just gonna keep going.
Lovely. So I love this
Yeah.
question. And I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 hours, 2 years, I know your answer will be different every single time. I
Okay.
understand that and I recognize that. But if you had to push play to five songs by other artists, once we finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
Wow. Down to five.
And that's why I know there's thousands of them. There's millions of them. But just think, okay, after this, I'm going to push play to these five. And that would be just the answer for today.
The first one would be Bruno Mars, Leave the Door Open. Second one would be India Arie, I'm Not My Hair. The third one would be Alicia Keys, Like You'll Never See Me Again. The fourth one would be Chiwoniso Maraire Wandirasa. And the last one would be Yuvonne Chaka Chaka. Let him go.
I like it a lot. So, sorry, I interrupted you a little bit earlier where you were talking about your long-term goals and that, in the sense that I asked you that other question. So let's carry on that thought process.
So I was saying I'm planning on releasing a massive album which is
Yes.
going to have many tracks and it's going to be explosive in all manners, genre wise, power wise. It's going to be explosive in all directions.
Okay.
And I did do a pre-release one track from the album called Inner Woman and it got very good positive response. So
Good.
that's giving
Yes.
me a lot of hope. Yeah, that's giving me a lot of hope. And also in the future, I'm planning on doing some road performances in Rustenburg Northwest. That's where I'm based. And also some performances in Joburg lined up, but not yet confirmed, but I am planning on it. I'm planning on being more, you know, out there performing so that
Yes.
people can see me and get to interact more and engage with my fans. Yes.
As a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
I would like to tell them, your mind is your limits.
Okay.
If you have a dream, don't lose it because of life's limitations. Don't lose it. Keep it because that is what gives you hope. That is what keeps you going on.